This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Singer-songwriter Bob Dorough's fans include Lena Horne and Dennis Hopper. Dorough jammed with beboppers in the 1950s, when he also worked as accompanist to Lenny Bruce and Sugar Ray Robinson. Later, he became the only vocalist ever to record with Miles Davis. In the 70s, Dorough became musical director for and chief voice of Saturday morning TV's Schoolhouse Rock shorts, which aimed at teaching kids reading and multiplication. That 12-year gig gave him more exposure than he ever got with his own records, which were all on little labels, until 3 years ago when he made his first for a major label. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews its sequel.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find a lot of cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause they've got to fill their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. For the planters down in Santos, they say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
The Coffee Song by Bob Hilliard and Dick Miles, as sung by Bob Dorough. According to a leading medical association, some symptoms of caffeine overdose include restlessness, excitability, twitching, and the rambling flow of thought and speech. Bob Dorough's new CD on Blue Note is called Too Much Coffee Man.
He drink it roasted, he drink it toasted, he drink it blended, he drink it instant, he drink it chilled, he drink it scalded, he drink it decaf. No, man. Decaf. Oh, you heard me. No decaf. Too much coffee.
No decaf. Bob Dorough, you're an advertisement for decaf. He says that song is about a friend of his. Uh-huh. These days, Dorough is often tagged as an aging hipster on a mission to cheer folks up. Sort of a jazz Mark Russell. But Dorough can win you over even if you didn't learn your times tables from Schoolhouse Rock. The thing is, how does he do it? He has the modest voice of a songwriter pushing his own songs, even when singing someone else's. Whenever he sings a note out of his normal speaking range, he sounds half asphyxiated. His timing and intonation are on the beam, but the impression he gives of barely hanging on is a big part of his appeal. It's almost like he stumbled on stage by mistake and decided to go for it.
I've got just about everything there is to make this hers and his a terrific affair. I've got dewdrops and oceans and all kinds of notions. Since I dig you the most, I've got the urge to share. Yes, I have just about everything. But I know for sure by now, I really want what's lacking. No doubt about it, living without it, I might turn out a slob. At best, remain a blob. So baby, now won't you supply? Come on and let's try it. I could go on just as I am year after year. Yet with that one thing more, I know I'll reach the divine. And that's to have you and hold you. And now that I told you, please make a positive sign, saying that you'll be mine and we'll have everything. Oh, how my heart will sing, and I can say I've got everything I need.
Bob Dorough's bebop credentials are in order, but he was also a behind-the-scenes force in 60s folk and pop music. He arranged for the Chad Mitchell Trio, for the foul-mouthed hippie poets The Fugs on their big-budget masterpiece It Crawled Into My Hand, Honest, and for the harmony group Spanky and Our Gang, who covered this Dorough tune derived from an unlikely text. This is from his version of love, Webster's definition.
One, love, a feeling of strong personal attachment, induced by sympathetic understanding, or by ties of kinship. Ardent affection. Two, strong liking for, feeling fondness, having goodwill, as love of learning, as in love of country, as in love of country. Three,
They say some singers have such great pipes they could sing the phone book. Bob Duro would use it for lyrics. He also plays piano here and holds his own with three snappy rhythm sections that know better than to upstage him. The cast includes drummers Bill Goodwin, Jamie Haddad, and Billy Hart, and alto saxophonist Phil Woods. But it's Duro's show all the way. He sounds as good as he ever did, which is more than you can say for most jazz singers who record at age 75.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing, which is now out in paperback. He reviewed Too Much Coffee Man by Bob Duro on the Blue Note label. Coming up, the story behind Strange Fruit, the song made famous by Billie Holiday. This is Fresh Air.